United States.
Campaign calculus. A Montana to climb. To hold the Senate, Democrats must overcome the largest partisan gap since 1978.
Amid the congratulatory messages for Kamala Harris, there has been one notable absence. John Tester, the longtime Democratic senator from Montana running for re-election, has declined to endorse his party's standard-bearer, currently down by an average of 1 point in the polls against his Republican opponent, Tim Sheehy, a former Navy SEAL. Mr. Tester told local newspapers that he did not want to nationalize his race. "This isn't about national politics. This is about Montana," he declared. Democrats aren't complaining about this strategy. Mr. Tester has won his past three Senate races in a very Republican state by an average of just 2.7 points. And this year, Democrats' hopes of keeping the Senate hinge on Mr. Tester eking out another victory. In addition to the race in Montana, Democrats are defending Senate seats in six other states: Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. To retain control of the Senate, Democrats will need to win all six of those races, plus Montana and the presidency, or flip seats in other Republican states like Florida and Texas. Democrats must do battle in such unfavorable terrain because the Senate is heavily skewed against them. In every presidential election since 1980, Republicans have tended to win rural states that received the same representation as more populous urban states where Democrats do well. This year, the Senate's Republican bias is compounded by the fact that a disproportionate number of Republican-leaning but Democratic-held states will elect senators. If Democrats are to end up with 50 seats this year, they will have to win at least one state where in 2020 Republicans led by at least 10 points more than the national average. That would go against a pattern that has held since at least 1978. The best hope for Democrats, therefore, lies in Senate candidates who can run ahead of the presidential ticket. So far, encouraging polls for Democratic candidates suggest this might be the case in some races. When pollsters have asked voters about their Senate and presidential preferences in the same survey, the Democratic Senate candidate's margin has been about 3 percentage points better than was Harris's, excluding Maine, where independent incumbent Angus King is running for re-election. In states where the Democratic candidate is an incumbent, this number swells to 9 points. In some races, Republicans have themselves to blame for their poor numbers. In the 2022 midterm elections, they failed to gain seats despite a favorable Senate map and national environment. MAGA Republicans lost close races in swing states like Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia. This year, Arizona Republicans appear poised to repeat this mistake in the state's Senate race by nominating Carrie Lake, who is running against Democrat Ruben Gallego, a former U.S. Marine. Ms. Lake lost her gubernatorial race in the state in 2022 by 0.7 points, while her colleagues in Arizona's House races won by 13 points. Mr. Gallego is now polling 6 points ahead of her and two better than Ms. Harris. The last two Senate elections held on the same day as the presidential election featured historically low levels of split-ticket voting, where people vote for a presidential candidate from one party and a congressional candidate from another. There is now only one senator, Susan Collins of Maine, who can claim to have been elected on the same day that her state voted for the opposing party's presidential nominee. In the unlikely scenario that Democrats hold the Senate this year, Ms. Collins would probably be joined by at least one more senator who can boast the same.